Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Excited about the Pacers. Losers of game one in their Eastern Conference semifinal series last night against the New York Knicks. The Knicks won that game because they were ready to win and the Pacers weren't. Pacers played well enough to win for 46 minutes. The Knicks won the game in the last two. That's the way the NBA works. And the Pacers didn't respond to that challenge. And so they got to learn from that. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes. First, we're going to talk about the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts picked 13th in the AFC, not in the NFL, in the AFC, ahead of only the Raiders, the Patriots, and the Broncos. Why? And what are the reasons that give us optimism that the Colts should be the favorites in the AFC South? Is that just stupid fanboy nonsense, or is there a real reason to feel like, yes, the Colts have an opportunity to win the AFC South and not validate what's going on with CBS? Yeah, they're nothing to like to see back there. They're just a fire of some sort. I was like, hey, something's burning. At any rate, we'll talk about that and the reasons why we feel like, and we got nothing to lose for about 6 months, right? We got like a six-month run-up where we can feel like, hey, we still got a chance to be right, right? That's what we're concerned with. You got to win the offseason. If you can't win the offseason, what the hell is the point? You know what I mean? If you can't be optimistic, and tomorrow's Optimism Wednesday, what are we doing? We'll be optimistic on Wednesday, but you got to be optimistic consistently, too. We'll talk about Greg Doyle, who's been suspended, according to Bob Kravitz's reporting from his work at the Indianapolis Star. Do you miss him? We'll talk about that. Brett Atkins, is that Doyle's career behind you? I'm afraid that would be a grease fire. This seems to be a leaf fire, some twigs burning. I'm afraid Greg's would be oil and grease. At any rate, we'll talk about that a little bit. This is Inside Indiana Sports Now for Tuesday, May 7th, 2024, brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. MyBookie, they know what goes on. They know what you need. So promo code Kent, K-E-N-T, only way to spell it. You know, if my name were difficult to spell, maybe they wouldn't use it for their promo code. But because it is so easy to spell and virtually impossible to misspell, promo code Kent. You know what you get? You use promo code Kent, a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000. That's winning before you even play. MyBookie, you can bet anything on anything, anywhere, anytime. MyBookie, make sure and subscribe to this channel. That is righteous. That is a good thing to do. And then like the video, because I like every video I see. Every video I watch, all the Rick Beato videos, anything I see, I'm like, yes, yes, yes. It costs nothing. It takes 4 seconds. Not even 4 seconds if you know what you're doing with the mouse or with your thumb. Easy peasy. And if you want to make a donation, you can do that. We saw that Brad did that, gave a $2 donation, inserted his comment. We read it in real time. It's what we do. Let's talk about the Colts. The Colts back being the lead story because nobody wants to hear about the referees in game one anymore. I don't want to hear about it. You don't want to hear about it. Let's not talk about it. Let's not talk about what the Pacers did to piss game one away. We're going to talk about game two and what the Pacers need to do. But first, we talk about the Colts, picked, like I said, 13th in the AFC by CBS. That's just incredible to me. I don't know how anybody can be paid for their insight on the NFL and believe that the Colts are somehow only the 13th best team in the AFC. It's preposterous. They return all 22 starters, all three specialists, most of the reserves. They get their starting quarterback back. They have their running back who's going to be healthy from the opener through the season, God willing, right? You've got draft picks. And how in the world could this team? This team went 9-8 last year. And don't talk to me about strength of schedule. Warren Sharp has this schedule as the seventh easiest in the NFL. So this is another year, because they play in the AFC South, that, and they've got a third place schedule, that the Colts are going to have an opportunity to get over on some teams that aren't necessarily that good. So good for the Colts, but it's not like last year. Whoa, it was a cakewalk. And this year, my God, the line of opponents we've got, they're almost impossible to vanquish. That's not the way it is. It is not that. Here are areas of improvement right now. This is an improvement over last year when they were 9-8 and were one caught pass away from winning the AFC South and going to the playoffs. And God knows what happens if you go to the playoffs, right? Although it would have been unlikely with Gardner Minshew as your starter that you were going to succeed in the playoffs. Hey, let's not argue against ourselves. Latu, it's not that Pay and Ibakam and Odengbo and Lewis are bad. They're not. They're good. Let's see. Vincent Price says, Colts will win 12 games this year. Bookmark this.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Vinny, what are you doing? Back to help me at the end of the fly to you. 12 wins is really optimistic. That's really optimistic. That's optimistic. What I hope is that Latu can give that group lift. Like, you don't go to the playoffs and you don't win playoff games by being good. And Pay, Odengbo, Ebikam, and Lewis are good. You need elite. So they took the first defensive player in this draft at the 15th overall pick level in Latu. Latu, the most dynamic guy getting after the quarterback the last 2 years in college football. We'll see if that translates immediately to the NFL. It's going to need to, because they got to get to the quarterback even more often. I know they set an Indianapolis Colts record for knocking down the quarterback, sacking the quarterback. They're going to have to do better next year. They're going to have to put more pressure. Look, the sack rate was fine, but the pressure rate was not. You have got to put consistent pressure on a professional quarterback to get him to throw you the football. And you're going to need to win the turnover battle in order to win games. That's just the way the NFL works. Steichen had influence in the draft. How do we know this? Because the Colts took Mitchell at 52. They took Gould. They took Bertolini. And they took Gonzalez, right? So those guys have got to present an upgrade, at least in terms of depth. Bertolini has got to be a better depth piece than what they had last year. Maybe at center. I love Wesley French. Really, really nice guy. And he was good. He was fine as the backup. You need to level that up perhaps a little bit, and they think Bertolini's going to be able to do it. Gonzalez, you know what? He is a guy, I think he might be a plug-and-play right guard. They may slide him inside the guard. And if not, then you've got better depth at the tackle position in case you lose both somehow or another to injury, Ryman and then Braden Smith. Braden Smith went down a couple of times last year with injuries. And you know what? Not a great result there. Freeland, not bad. And I think Freeland's going to be a lot better this year. I think Freeland winds up being the starting right tackle for this team at some point down the road. Braden Smith, hopefully he's got a lot of tread on the tire left. The O-line depth infusion is significant. That's a thing. And if you can get deep on the offensive line, so if you lose a couple of starters for a game, you're still competent within the offensive line. That is going to help you stay in ball games. Micah Abraham. Micah Abraham is interesting, and I'm looking forward to seeing him at the rookie minicamp Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I think that that's going to be interesting. His dad, Donnie Abraham, played for Tony Dungy for 6 years. He went to a Pro Bowl. He had, I think, 38 career interceptions. This is a guy who was really good. And Micah Abraham is really kind of a genetic replicant of Donnie Abraham. Both 5'10", both 185 pounds, both fast when they need to be, both good ball skills. I think Micah Abraham is going to be really interesting. He coming out of Marshall. Donnie came out of East Tennessee State. So we'll see. But I think they need lift at that cornerback position, and I think Abraham has a chance to give it to them. Charlie Partridge, a D-line coach, I think he's got a chance to beat to the defensive line what Tony Sperano Jr. was to the offensive line last year, a guy who's going to lift that group. No shade to the previous O-line coach or the previous D-line coach, but they think that Charlie Partridge is going to be an upgrade from what they had and kind of get a little bit more out of these guys, and that's an absolute critical piece of the puzzle for the Indianapolis Colts. Like we have said, this is year two with Steichen. Likely to be a little bit less frenetic, a little bit more, let's get into the details, rather than here you're drinking through a fire hose. We're installing an entirely new playbook with a new quarterback. We got new pieces, new coaching staff. This, guys know what's expected of them. They're going to deliver on it, and I think Steichen in his second year is going to be better than Steichen was in his first. And I think he was really good in his first. Anthony Richardson, he's got to learn the position. He's coming back healthy, and that's a good thing, but he needs to learn the position. Maybe sitting for that rookie year, maybe that redshirt year is going to really benefit Anthony Richardson. There was a debate a year ago as to whether Richardson should sit for a year or whether he should play, you know, trial by fire for Anthony Richardson. Well, he kind of got both. He played the 4 games. He sat for 13 games. He learned by sitting. He learned by playing. Get out on the field and show us what you learned. The proof will be in the pudding. As they say, this Ballard shot. This is Ballard. He went to bat for all the internal guys. Said, I got to keep Kenny Moore. I got to keep Grover Stewart. I got to keep Michael Pittman Jr. I got to keep all these guys. They've all got to come back. And by coming back, this has got to become a more competitive team, or it's Chris Ballard's ass. And that's the way football works, and that's the way it should work. I want this team to succeed this year. I do not want Chris Ballard to be fired. But if they don't succeed this year, I don't think there's any rolling it back for year nine. I don't think you can say, you know what, it's the ninth year where we're going to turn the corner. I just don't see that happening. Let's talk about the Pacers. They need to win tomorrow night to even this series and kind of perpetuate hope that they could win this series. Game two is absolutely critical for the Pacers. I don't feel great about it. Game two for the Bucks against the Bucks, I felt great. But let's leave that for another day. I guess tomorrow, because the game will be tomorrow. Let's talk about what the Pacers need to do in order to be more competitive in game two and win that game. Scott Gilley says New York starters can't possibly keep this workload and pace up for the entire series, can they? You know what? The bench for the Knicks was outscored 46-3 last night, seriously. And the Pacers got beat. I don't know. You know what? You got guys. You got Josh Hart, who played 48 minutes last night. He did not come out of the game. You would think that at some point that would be significant, a significant advantage to the Pacers. Maybe that'll manifest itself tomorrow. There's no way you can win four games in a row doing that. I'll tell you that. Tyrese Halliburton has got to play at a much more productive level. In the fourth quarter, donut points, donut rebounds, donut assists, three turnovers. You can't play like that. And as a point guard, as the best player on your team, and have your team win. And the Pacers still had a shot at the end. Yeah, the officiating wasn't great. It was inglorious, especially the kicked ball call. Just complete crap. I know. I'm not going to worry about it. You can't worry about the officiating. The officiating is something that you cannot control. So don't try. Don't think about it. You're going to get calls. They're going to get calls. Everybody's going to get calls. Every game you lose because of an official, you're going to win because of an official. That's the way it works. It all evens out. It does. So don't worry about it. Don't get all mad. And don't talk to me about this nonsensical conspiratorial thing with, the NBA wants the Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Knicks haven't been to the Eastern Conference Finals since 2000. If the NBA wanted the Knicks in the Eastern Conference Finals enough to rig games with officiating, they'd have done it before now. They wouldn't have waited 24 years to do it. And if they were going to do that, LeBron and the Lakers would have moved on to the second round. The Clippers would have moved on to the second round. The Bulls would have done something. The Nets would have done something. Only one of those teams is still alive in the playoffs. So this big market thing is just nonsensical. Miles Turner needs to be more active on the boards. Two rebounds last night. He's 7 feet tall. I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you avoid the ball that well to get two rebounds all the minutes that Miles Turner played. Someone needs to block out Josh Hart. Josh Hart cannot beat you on the offensive glass. Period. End of story. Look, if Jalen Brunson gets look after look after look, shooting 12-footers like he does, or 17-footers, or then threes every once in a while, gets to the rim every once in a while, that's okay. He is a great player. What you cannot have happen, you cannot lose track of Josh Hart, especially when he's a foul shooter. You can't let him rebound his own miss as a foul shooter. What the hell was that? You know, we talk about the officiating. I don't much. But you want to talk about the officiating, go ahead. But talk about nobody getting the shooter on that foul shot. Fundamentals will get your ass beat in basketball at whatever the level. Nine-year-olds, high school, college, pros. You got to execute the fundamentals, and the Pacers did not do that last night. Pascal Siakam needs to be stronger with the ball. It isn't a loaf of bread. Squeeze the orange, kid. Obi Toppin and T.J. McConnell, they need more minutes. And this leads us back to a previous key, which I glossed over, and that's that Rick Carlisle needs to be less rigid with his rotation. McConnell was a complete pain in the ass to the Knicks. Let him be a pain in the ass for more than 23 minutes or 25 minutes or whatever. He had 18 points. He's your most productive guy. Three steals in that time. If T.J. McConnell is on the floor late in that game, the last 2 minutes, I think the result's probably different. Rick Carlisle's got to understand that, and he's got to adjust to it, period. Penske Racing suspended four guys, including Tim Cindric, which is kind of a big deal in IndyCar racing. The Indy 500, he's going to be suspended for that, as well as the Grand Prix this weekend. It's a big deal. Roger Penske holding his own team accountable in the way that he wants other team owners to hold their team members accountable. He, as the owner of the series and the owner of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, can't turn a blind eye to the malfeasance or nefariousness of his own operation and then hold others accountable. So he's holding his accountable. Cindric, really good dude, too. Played basketball at Rose-Hulman. How about that? Greg Doyle, according to Bob Kravitz, and the reporting Bob Kravitz has done, suspended for 2 weeks by Gannett and the Star for being creepy with Caitlin Clark. He is not going to be able to cover the Fever in person this season. Okay, fine. How many columns was he going to write about the Fever? I guess as many as when he gets a whole bunch of clicks, because that's what he does. He's a clickbait artist. He's a creepy clickbait artist. And so there you are. He's going to come back to work and off he goes. Do we care? Do you miss Greg Doyle? Would you have known that Greg Doyle was suspended if Bob Kravitz didn't tell us that he was suspended? I don't think so. I wouldn't have noticed. I haven't read a column of Greg Doyle's in probably 6 years. It just so much piffle. Like I have a real low tolerance for clickbait and for self-important blather. And that's what you get from Greg Doyle and his column. And I got sick of it, so I stopped reading it. Now he's suspended for 2 weeks. It wouldn't have taken me that long. And frankly, suspension is a weasel's way out. It's like, we got to do something, but we really don't want to do anything. But suspending him during a period of time when really we're not moving the needle anyway, what screwed him up was that the Pacers won that series against the Bucks. But you know what? Contrived takes unbacked by actual opinion or belief. That's what should be on Greg Doyle's tombstone. You know, and hopefully he lives a long time. I don't wish him ill. I just hope that he stops boring the Indianapolis sports media consumer at large. I hope. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Breakfast with Kent. As always, a total pleasure. And we will be up. Oh, Spirit Walk says, I'd like Ballard to snag a veteran DB off the remaining free agent pickings. Justin Simmons would change the tenor of our secondary. And you can do that. And the Colts have done that before. They did it with Mike Adams. Grigson did. You've seen the Panthers do it with Quentin Michael. Saw the Rams do it with Quentin Michael. You can go get a safety. You can go get a veteran cornerback late and plug and play those guys and have them kind of lift your level of play as you're trying to school up the youngins. And that's an absolutely good and worthy strategy. I'm gonna check on this fire next door. And see what in the world's going on. It's supposed to rain. We have a tornado watch. So batten down the hatches, people. The fire's not really a thing. It's a fire, but they're burning refuse or leaves and sticks.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.